host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Catherine Feebles, the author of the book, The Thief and Me and the Indian and Me. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Cathy, it's going to be like, what initially drew you in this world of writing? Like, there wasn't a specific moment that you think, I want to be like an author.
I retired and I had a very, very full life, raising three boys and teaching at the same time. And I got bored and I've always wanted to write, and I thought, well, now's the time to write. When I was teaching, I found out that a lot of my students had no clue about history at all. And I thought, I want to write a book that's packed with history. And I've always read, you know, romance, and I thought, okay, I'm going to write a historical romance. But what really spurred me on was the fact that I would interview a lot of my students as they came into my classroom and found that I would say 95% of them had no idea why we fought the Civil War. They had no idea why we fought the American Revolution. They know nothing about why they are sitting in this country. And I wanted to show them what it took to get this country that we live in. It wasn't easy by any means.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's something that probably you as a young person in school, you don't think about those things, right? It's just like, okay, this happened this year, but I don't know, like, the details. And that's good that you thought about it, and it's something interesting. And can you talk a little bit about your book, The Thief and Me? Like, it's inspired on what?
Well, the first book is The Indian and Me. And it's about a British woman that comes over with her abusive husband, who's a you know, military guy. She's given the task of teaching an Indian English and map making skills. Her husband has hired him to lead his troops through the New England wilderness. He's abusing her at the same time. And in fact, he only married her for her money. And he's somewhat planning on killing her over here. Once he's, you know, he has her money, so he wants to get rid of her. Well, the Indian that his name is Kai. He gets wind of this. And while they're working on their lessons, they develop a relationship, and he tells her, you need to leave him. He's going to kill you. And eventually she does. And I did a lot of research as to what it was like for captives living in an Indian village at this time period. There were close to 101 white captives living in the Iroquois nations, their villages. And I put that in a lot of my books, or in this book, The Indian and Me. And I tried to really bring the Native American situation into the American Revolution. They sided with the British, because the British had told them that they wouldn't allow people to go past the Appalachian Mountains, and that all the land past that was the Indian territory and they should stay out of it. So that's why they went with the British during the American Revolution. after the revolution, I dwell on pretty much the thief in me there, what happened to the Indians. They were left pretty much helpless because the British supplied them with their weapons. So once the British were gone, they were pretty much helpless among all the patriots. And I wanted to bring that out. But I wanted to bring out different battles that happened during the American Revolution also. The Thief in Me is the second book. And I always had this idea that if you wanted to come to the New World, nobody could probably find you once you came in the 1700s. You could, you know, and so my main character in this book, he robs in London. He's living in London, robs his employer and jumps on a boat heading to America with soldiers running after him. And there's no brakes on a boat. Once it gets going in the harbor, it's bye-bye. And he comes to the United States. He comes to mainly New York just to disappear. But other things happen on the way. So anyway, that's a short preview of the books.
Yeah, but it really sounds very interesting for me. And like it just like gave me curious. Do you have any character that is your favorite on the book?
Well, what I tried to do is to do a lot of character development in this book, because my main character is Julia in the Indian in Me, and she is a highborn British woman who runs off with an Indian and then later has her own house and has to work like servants did for her, make her own food, her own clothes, and everything. And she's working harder than she ever's worked in her life, but she loves it because she's no longer under the social realm of the English, where women were pretty much slaves to men. And she's no longer that way. And she, even though she's working harder than she's ever worked, she loves the fact that she's living in America. And this is what I tried to do with my characters, is how they're coming from another country, realizing they're having to work hard, harder than they've ever worked before in America to survive, but absolutely saying, this is where I belong. And I don't regret for a minute leaving the country I came from. And I tried to do, you know, like I said, character development in this way.
Okay, that sounds good. And like, what's the message that you hope that the readers can take away from this book?
Well, both books are in a small, take place in a small community. And the community is so small that it doesn't even have a name. And by the end of the second book, they've decided, I think we need to name this community. But you see the characters that are living there saying, this is, we want a good place to raise our children. We want an honest place. We want some place that we can be proud of. And that was the main idea of people coming to America, working harder than they've ever worked in their life before, but saying, no, this is where I want to be because I'm developing this community the way I want a good community to be, whether it's religion, and just helping each other out, women bonding together. When one woman was having a baby, they would come and help each other, just, you know, helping each other in every way they could.
That, yeah, because those kind of people are the ones who want a better place for everyone, right? And they're fighting for. And like, it was, did you face any challenge when you were writing this book? Like, probably mixing history with romance, or like any challenge?
Yes, I tried to make it as realistic as I could. And when you're dealing with reality and writing a fiction book at the same time, it's not always real easy to make the two come together in a realistic way. One problem I had in this book here, one of my characters gets captured by the British, and he is put on the famous British prison ship, the Jersey, where it's estimated that maybe around 18,000 Patriots died on that prison ship. It was parked off of New York Harbor. And I had to figure out how to get him off of that ship. And it was, you know, in a realistic way. And I figured it out. But it's not always easy to mesh fiction with historic reality.
Yeah. Yeah, because it, in some point, you don't want it to sound like too crazy, right? To like fiction, because it's based like in the history that it was like long time ago. And do you have any advice for the new writers that are thinking, probably, I need to write about this?
Well, what I had wished I had done is, I wished I had done more research on publishing a book before I did it. You have to really have a good fan base already developed. And I did not know that when I did this book. And that's what I'm trying to do right now, is develop a fan base. That was, I think, the major mistake I made. And finding a good publisher, a lot of people can try the traditional publishers. If that doesn't work, try, self-publishing yourself. A lot of people have trouble with figuring out how to publish on KDP. And that's why they go to publishers. I would recommend doing a lot of research when you pick out a publisher, and doing a lot of research about picking out a marketer, because there's a lot of scammers out there.
Yeah, like be careful, and do a research and make sure you're in the right place.
Yeah.
And what has been the most rewarding aspect of being an author so far?
People just really enjoying my book, you know, just saying, wow, I really love this. I think, you know, as an author, you have to be ready for, you know, people criticizing your book and taking that. But it just makes you feel so good when someone says, you really entertain me. You know, and you're a storyteller. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. And it really sounds interesting for me. It's like one book that I really want to read. And where we can find your books?
Okay, it's on Amazon. It's on Kindle Unlimited. You can find them on the Libby app. It's on Kobo, it's on Hoopla, it's on Audible and Spotify. I spent a small fortune making two Audibles, one for the Indian me and one for the thief in me, using dual narrators, both a male and a female. I won an award for both of them, for both of my audios on the Book Fest. So if you you can find the Audibles on Audible, and you can get a, if you don't want to pay for that, you can go on to Libby and find them on the Audible, the books and the Audible on Libby and Spotify.
Okay, sounds great. And are you currently working on any new projects that you can share?
I would love to do a book on the Civil War, but that it involves a ton of research, because once again, I try to keep it as realistic as I can and try to give my readers as much history as they can possibly put in their head. And that the American Revolution, I knew that. But doing the Civil War, man, that is huge.
Huge. Yeah, long story, right? A lot of things happen.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Catherine. It has been a pleasure having you on Authors Radio. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your world and sharing your passion. Listeners, be sure to check her book. Thank you for tuning in to Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.
Thank you.